Sagt der heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Meister Sheni, Perik Beis, Mishnah Vav, Sela shall Meister Sheni. I have a Sela of Meister Sheni. Bishal Chulin and a Sela of Chulin. Unfortunately, Shenisar, where they got mixed up. I don't know which is the Meister Sheni Sela. I don't know which is the Chulin, the regular Sela. Now, of course, you would say, so what's the big problem? Bring both of them to Yerushalayim. You have to go to Yerushalayim anyway for your Meister Sheni Sela. And purchase Meister Sheni food with both of them. Well, as the Batanura explains, his problem is he's in Yerushalayim and he has to leave Yerushalayim and he wants to take one of these sloim with him, the chulin one. He needs it for his expenses or whatever he's going out for. But you can't take a Meiser Sheni coin out of Yerushalayim and he doesn't know which of the two coins are the Meiser Sheni coin. Zakt de Mishnah mevi besela mo'ois. What this means is, explains the Batanura, he should bring copper coins, but official minted coins, that are worth the same as the silver sela. The sela stam was a silver sela. The Omer, and he should say as follows, Sela shall Meister Sheni, b'chol makim shehu, this sela of Meister Sheni, wherever it is in the mixture, mecholeles. The Kedusha should come off it, al ha-moed se'elu, onto these coins, meaning these copper coins. So the copper coins get Kedushas Meiser Sheni, and one of the two coins loses its Meiser Sheni Kedusha. Now, both silver Sloyim are Chulin Sloyim. One was always Chulin, one was just redeemed. But he's not finished yet. So the Mishnah Vayitu Boiris HaYafesh HaBen, between the two Sela coins, he picks the nicer one. Now you may say, what do you mean the nicer one? If I have two quarters, the nicer quarter? My little brother wants the nicer quarter. Anyone that gets older knows there's no difference. Both work in the soda machine the same way. Well, that's how our coins work. A sela, which by the way was worth a lot more than a quarter. But this sela, as well as all coins in the times of the Mishnah, had intrinsic value. That means that it was worth its weight in silver depending on the quality of the coin. If it was chipped, it was worth less. If it was rubbed out, it was worth less. So no two coins are exactly the same. And therefore, u'boyres ha'yafesh ha'ben, you pick the nicer of the two sloim, u'mechalin aleha, and then you transfer the kedusha from the copper coins to the nicer one. So now the nicer of the two sloim becomes meiser sheni. The other one of the copper coins are chulin. What do you need this last step for? Why don't we say leave the Kedusha on the copper coins? At least this way it won't get mixed up anymore. He'll know the copper coins are the Meiser Sheni coins. And the other seller is the Chulin one. And the answer is Mnei Sha'amru, because Chazal said, Mechalin kesef al nechoshes midoichek. Yes, you can do it. You can transfer the Kedusha from the silver coins onto the copper coins, but only midoichek, only when there's no other choice, like in this case. Bavaloshi yiskayim came. We don't want it to stay that way. We don't want the copper coins to stay with the Kedushas Meiser. It's only a transit method. So we're going to do it when we need it. We're going to put the Kedusha onto the coins, but we won't leave it that way. Rather, you're going to transfer it back from the copper coins onto the silver coins. Frek de Batanura, what do you need the copper coins at all? Why can't he take the two silayim and say, look, I don't know which is the Meiser Sheni. I don't know which is the Chulin one. But pick up each coin and say, if this is the Meiser Sheni coin, fine. And if this is the Chulin coin, let the Kedusha of the other coin go on to this coin. So Zakta Batanura, our concern is, if we make it so simple, he's going to forget, and he's going to wind up not doing the Tanai. Because people will just say, yeah, it's no problem, you have two Sloim, you're not sure which one is which, just take any one. They're going to forget, you have to make this Tanai. You have to say, if this is the Meiser Sheni one, fine, if not, let the Chulin one go on the other one. But now that there's a whole matzav over here, you have to bring the copper coins, transfer it to the copper coins, back from the copper coins onto the sela. Here, people are going to remember, you have to do this. You can't just take any one of the two sloim. Now, let's go back to the first Mishnah, meaning to say, the Mishnah before this Mishnah, Mishnah Hey. There you told me the coins all scattered on the floor. And if I pick them up one by one, I say, well, I had 100 coins of Meiser Sheni. The first 100 I pick up are all Meiser Sheni. You don't know that for a fact. But I'm going to say that if it's not, then the Kedusha of the Meiser Sheni coins that are laying on the ground should be transferred onto the coins that I have. How come we don't say over there, No, let him first go to Kapper. If not, people are going to just think you can pick up the coins without making a t'nai. Zok the Tosis Yomtiv. The Chazal, who assessed how human beings think, they understood that if you're going through the tircha of picking up the coins, one coin, another coin, another coin, you're going to remember. I can't take any chances over here. I have to make sure to do the t'nai right. But in our mission, if you're just going to say, nah, two slime that got mixed up, there's no difference, it's going to be so easy, you're going to forget that you have to make a t'nai.